Hello everyone, this is Dr. Clark, and this episode of Weight Loss Surgery Success, we're going to talk about hypertension, heart disease, and that insulin connection. We'll be right back. Hello everyone, this is Dr. Clark from the Center for Weight Loss Success. In this episode of Weight Loss Surgery Success, we're going to talk a little bit about hypertension, high blood pressure, heart disease, and how insulin is connected to these. Okay, it's amazing how insulin is connected to so many different disease processes, and that's where this concept of metabolic syndrome comes from. In that if you have lipid abnormalities, blood sugar abnormalities, weight abnormalities, all these things are actually interconnected, high blood pressure abnormalities, and they're directly related to some insulin. Okay, there are other reasons to cause this, but insulin can be directly related. So, hypertension. Let's talk about that first. Now, hypertension, very common. Basically, what that means is high blood pressure. Okay, now high blood pressure can occur for lots of different reasons, but it can be directly related to insulin. Insulin, as we've talked about in the past, is a hormone. It's a hormone made by your pancreas, and it helps keep your blood sugars normal. That's its main job. But insulin tends to do a lot of other things, and part of it can affect blood pressure. Now, it does that a number of different ways. One of the first ways that it does, and actually one of the quickest ways that it can do it, and also one of the quickest ways we can improve this, is that it directly affects how your kidneys utilize sodium or salt. Okay? Now, insulin itself, okay, what it does, it tends to make your kidneys retain sodium or retain salt. And if you retain sodium, you subsequently then also will retain water. If you retain water, your blood pressure goes up. Okay, so it's a very direct connection there. So if we can do something to make insulin levels go down, typically you no longer will retain sodium and subsequently no longer retain water, and you can make your blood pressure come down fairly quickly. Okay, so if you want to make then insulin levels go down, now the best way to make insulin levels go down is actually don't eat the things that make insulin levels go up, and that's specifically the carbohydrate. We eat carbohydrate, it makes insulin levels go up, and because it's trying to keep your blood sugars normal. So there's a direct effect on sodium retention, so and then water retention. Okay? Now the other thing that insulin does, and this is more of a long-term type of thing, is that insulin is a growing hormone. Okay, we can't survive without it. We can't actually grow, you know, at all. Now, for most of us, that means growing fatter. But for children and adolescents, they're growing taller, too. They're just maturing. We can't do that without insulin. We can't survive without insulin. But insulin, because it's a growing hormone, also makes many other tissues actually thicken if they become if the insulin levels get too high. Now, with blood pressure, how does that affect it directly or somewhat indirectly over the long term? What insulin does, it's a growing hormone, so you get thickening of the small blood vessels, the small arteries. And if you get thickening of the small arteries, subsequently then blood pressure will go up. So the little vessels become thicker, and the thicker they are, they tend to be less relaxed, they won't relax as well. So subsequently then you get major fluctuations in blood pressure. High, you may get big differences between the high, and then even the diastolic blood pressure will go up too. So kind of affects it by the thickening of the arteries. We often refer to this as arteriosclerosis or atherosclerosis. Athero usually means the cholesterol, which the arteriosclerosis means you get thickening and hardening of the arteries. But this is a direct insulin effect. It can actually be a direct sugar effect because the sugar will coat it. Then just like a sugar coating on your countertop is very sticky. Well, the sugar coating kind of across the vessels actually can make some of the proteins connect. The sugars will get stuck on the proteins. It makes them thicker and stickier. And then the insulin itself, you get a thickening and growing of that vessel wall. So you get this direct, over a long period of time, a thickening of the vessel walls, which leads to high blood pressure. Now, how does this affect heart disease then too? Well, in a somewhat similar fashion, obviously if you get high blood pressure, the heart has to work harder. Maybe it's not so obvious, but the heart has to work harder because it has to push against a higher pressure system. It has to push against a higher pressure system. It's working harder, and there's a limit to how hard the heart can work. The heart can actually work. So if we're making it work too hard, obviously at some point it can fail. Okay? So there's direct from the blood pressure, but also again, the insulin is affecting the arteries of the heart itself. The heart has to pump the blood to all your other organs, but it actually still has to pump the blood to itself as well. And so if we've gotten a thicker small arteries on the heart itself, then the blood flow doesn't go through as easily in the heart. Plus, anytime we get higher insulin effects, there tends to be higher inflammatory effects. And inflammation can cause lots of different problems, not just the heartburn, esophagitis, but actually arthritis, hepatitis, anything with itis on it actually is inflammation. So the insulin causes kind of an inflammatory effect as well. And so subsequently then, if you get inflammation of the vessels in there, they're more likely to get those cholesterol deposits and the narrowing of the vessels then. Again, all leading to much higher risk of heart disease. So yes, insulin is directly connected to high blood pressure, which is also directly connected to heart disease. So one of the best things we can do to help with both blood pressure and preventing heart disease is, again, keeping those insulin levels low as possible, which again, keeping that carbohydrate lower, keeping the blood sugars more stable, keep your insulin levels low. All right, want more information concerning this as well as all kinds of different things for weight loss? Go to our website, which is Losing Weight USA. The website there is www.losingweightusa.com. Sign up and you will get information weekly on tips for weight loss as well as the new recipes. And every single week we do a webinar, which I do live, and you can interact with that, ask questions, and it's all topics concerning weight, overall health. All right, this is Dr. Clark signing off for Weight Loss Surgery Success. Remember, it's your life. Make it a healthy one. Good day, everyone.